WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is urging residents to help thy neighbors in cleaning up after severe weather that hit the city.
If you've got a neighbor who had a tree fall, they're seniors, they're disabled, they just don't have the ability to cut the tree up and get it out to the front yard, this is the time for Detroiters to pitch in with your neighbors. You get it to the curb, we'll haul it away. But if you've got neighbors who can't get it to the curb, give them a hand.
The city expects it will take about 3 weeks to clean up debris from the storms, less if everyone pulls together. Hundreds are still missing after those devastating wildfires in Maui. CBS's Ben Tracy picks up the story from there.
The county of Maui has now released an official list of those who are still unaccounted for in the wake of the deadly fires here. 388 names appear on the list, which is dramatically lower than the nearly 1,100 people the FBI and local officials estimated earlier this week. The FBI has been working to make the list more accurate by requiring a first and last name as well as a contact number for the person who reported someone missing. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Maui.
Interest rates could go up again to curb inflation. That's what Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell said at the annual Central Bankers meeting.
As the pandemic and its effects have waned, production and inventories have grown and supply has improved. At the same time, higher interest rates have weighed on demand. Interest rates on auto loans have nearly doubled since early last year, and customers report feeling the effect of higher rates on affordability.
The Fed could keep raising interest rates until inflation tapers off at the target of 2%. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have voted to authorize a strike if contract negotiations fail. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
The UAW has been threatening a strike since before negotiations began. This gives President Sean Fain a weapon he says he's not afraid to use. He won't talk about strategy other than to say a deadline is a deadline.
Let me assure you, the deadline is September 14th. We have a lot of options that we're looking at, but extensions on the contract is not one of them.
Carmakers say they hope to reach a deal that both sides can live with. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
After a series of thefts, the British Museum's director is calling it quits. The BBC's Debbie Ross has details.
Hartvig Fischer acknowledged the museum hadn't responded appropriately to the reports when they emerged in 2021. It's been reported that as late as last October, Mr. Fisher dismissed warnings from an art dealer trying to alert the institution to the thefts.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers that hook and line season for lake sturgeon is right around the corner, starting on September 2nd and running through September 30th in certain waters. If you're planning on harvesting a lake sturgeon, you'll need your general 2023 fishing license and a valid hook and line lake sturgeon tag. Only one fish may be harvested per season, and it must have a minimum length of 60 inches. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Thursday ordered the creation of four new task forces in Wisconsin, targeting artificial intelligence, childhood obesity, truancy, and human trafficking. Notably, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also created a task force to address artificial intelligence. However, Governor Evers' AI task force will focus on Wisconsin's workforce, while Senator Voss' task force will study the potential of artificial intelligence while ensuring its responsible and ethical deployment. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dominic, we're calling this one the Friday P0113589 edition. Welcome to it, fella.
Crudy, happy Friday to you. Thank you, Nate, working the board. Happy Friday to all of our fair audience. P0113589. That is Donald Trump's number. That's his number. He got the mugshot. And I got to tell you, Crudy, the sun came up today. The cat still woke me up when she meowed this morning. I still went to the gym, did some work. You know, the day still went on. The world didn't end. And every one of those 19 charged, submitted, surrendered, showed up to be processed. That is a victory for justice in this country.
You don't want the cops showing up running through your yard wearing a wife beater t-shirt, some skivvies trying to climb.
I want to see them on cops, man. I want to see them run.
I would like to see that also, actually.
You never run. That's embarrassing. You don't run.
Well, not me. I'm not going to get away from anyone. Here's the troubling part. It's Friday. We are the grievances.
Yes.
215 pounds? My ass. I mean. For a minute when I first saw the report, I'm like, man, he's down. Perhaps he's
like, that's unhealthy. Like something's wrong.
Something's wrong with this man. He's lost substantial weight. Quickly, rapidly, because the last time I saw him, he was pushing 300 for Scherzies. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dom. Self-reported 6'3", 215. And for those listening on the radio, that's you. But some are watching. And some see that you've chosen a background today that's effectively, yes, turned to the left. You've got the mugshot style height behind you, Dom.
Yes.
And it is something of an optical illusion because it says you might be 6'3" tall.
It says right now, you know, the closer I get to the camera, the taller I get. So I'm like 6'6". And if Donald Trump is 215 pounds, Dominic Salvia is 6'6". Just saying.
You know what bothers me the most? I gave an accurate weight on the radio recently. You know, I told you how much I weighed. And I cannot imagine Donald Trump did the same. Do you think he bet the under, Dom?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man. He took it all. He loaded it on what? The over-under was 273.5.
The gamblers, the bettors, and an actual bookie said established a weight line because they knew they were going to release a weight and a height and a mugshot, but most importantly, a weight. And we were I was speculating 299.9 was my over under, Dom. 215, my arse.
Come on.
I
saw, we started like Googling, what does that, you know, 215, 6'3" person look like? And, you know, all these like ball players,
NFL athletes, wide receivers.
You know what I mean? No way. Absolutely not. I mean, so what if he came in and said, all right, I'm 7'3". You know what I mean? Or just totally whacked out his height.
I'm 5 foot. I'm Dominic height. I'm 5'3".
Yeah, right. The other way around. I'm 5'1". You know, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Brezen. You're obviously not 5'1". Would they have corrected that part? Is there any correction going on here? I mean, if you lie on the intake form, you know, that doesn't bode well for the strategy, right? You're already lying. You
can't. Is that perjury? If a guy says he's 215, you throw him on a scale and he's closer to 300, can you charge him with lying? I think Trump would be in real trouble if lying in and of itself was a crime. I think he'd be popping off misdemeanors all around town. So
30,000 of them.
Here is what I would propose. Let's give away some Brewers tickets, because we got some Brewers tickets to give away. And tomorrow night, the Brewers play the Padres. And the great thing about American Family Field, if the weather's bad, they close the dome. There's always going to be a ball game. So if you win tickets on today's big show, almost called a game, big show, it's like a game show, I guarantee they'll play that game tomorrow. Probably. No, they'll absolutely play tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. You can always go to the game. You can do a little drinking in the parking lot. It's going to be fine.
Well, and the fact that it's a 6:10 first pitch, there's plenty of time to have a couple and still get the kids home for, you know, midnight or whenever you roll in. I'm not judging. It's summer still. It's summer. And we got tickets to give away. And here is the random arbitrary criterion we're using today. And oh, yeah, by the way, thank you to our flagship, Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. And if you didn't know, Brewers in first place, baby. NL Central strong. Leaders
strong.
By like 3.5 games. I think the Cubbies are down there in like second or third now. Haven't been watching that close because my team's in first. I never look back, only look forward. So we've
forward.
Got tickets.
Moving Wisconsin forward.
We're going to give away 3 pair. Unless you got a big family and a great story and you can be persuasive, talk us into it. But here's the criterion. Have you seen people are monetizing the Trump mugshot? You actually brought it to my attention. Of course, you know this. I'm saying it for the sake of, you know, the listener, Tom. But if you give us the best way to monetize the Trump mugshot, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow night. 844-967-2789. If you just want to air a grievance or, you know, put your hot take out there, that's encouraged as well. But just let our pal Nate, who will lightly screen your calls. When I say lightly screen them, if you're more sober than Giuliani, you get on the air. At 844-967-2789. The best ways to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot, Dom, seems very obvious. Toilet seat.
Urinal covers? You know?
Oh, like you could aim at them?
Cookie covers, you know?
I would say, you know, the full facial there on the inside of the urinal. Put the mugshot up there. See Marjorie Taylor Greene? She put up her own mugshot, like she had been arrested, you know, in solidarity. She had her own mugshot.
Wow. You know, it's just unbelievable. It really is. I mean, think about it. Here's a congresswoman. Oh, my cult leader. I'm gonna act like my cult leader. Here's my mugshot too.
You know, there's probably a mugshot or two of me floating around out there in the world, Dom.
I know. We should actually pull those. There's just
I am not glowering like the former president did, though.
The Kubrick.
Like, is that the I got to fight me sort of look down?
Yeah, yeah. So Stanley Kubrick, a director, and I didn't know this, that this is a thing, a name, what you call it, that death stare. apparently done in many movies that he's done, The Shining, Full Metal Jacket, Clockwork Orange, a lot of the crazy characters looking directly into the camera, the Kubrick. That's what Trump was doing. And I got to tell you, I wasn't scared. I'm not scared. He's so scary.
Do you think anyone is or would legitimately be scared by his scowl?
What's he communicating? Is he
looking through the camera at Fonnie Willis or, perhaps Jack Smith as well? I got my evil eye. That's the stank eye, isn't it? Is he giving the stank eye? I mean, that's the stank eye. I think it is. 844-967-2789. Augie calling from Windsor. Welcome, Augie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Augie, welcome.
Hey, I got an idea. It'll be a soap on a rope. So one side has his mugshot, and the other side says, feel safe in the shower. You'll never have to bend over by dropping your soap.
Maybe they could have like a co-defendant on the other side of the soap. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. He's also turned or like a Rudy Giuliani soap bar. Only the problem would be it would bleed the Grecian formula through. The ink would stain your hands, Augie.
Yeah, you don't want to bend over in the shower in a jail if you drop your soap. So if it's on a rope, you're safe.
That is the rumor, Augie. I've never experienced that personally. Oh, real quick, Augie. I'll put you back on here. Are you hoping for some tickets?
No, I won't be available tomorrow.
Well, we'll have Nate keep checking. Don't forget to ask people and put it on the screen so we know if they want the tickets. We won't waste any of our valuable airtime asking.
For the pure fun of it, doesn't need a ticket. How are people? How should we monetize Donald Trump's?
I thought a toilet seat was a good idea, Dom.
I like a toilet seat. That's fine.
Let's not steal everyone's good idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Marina from Union Grove. Welcome. New name. Welcome to the show. Marina. What do you got for us?
Well, I think I would love to have Donald Trump on my ass. So I was thinking about having boxers.
Boxers.
And he sort of does that when he puckers up, when he talks. Have you ever noticed it? It sort of has that rectum look to it. Just kind of the pucker he's got going on there. If that was positioned right,
I don't know. Donald Trump, Marina, seems more like a tighty whitey underwear guy to me instead of like boxers. Boxers seems too cool for Donald Trump.
You're probably right.
Marina, were you hoping for some tickets today?
I would love some tickets.
Well, I tell you what, we like your idea. So we'll give you some tickets, but you got to hold on tight. Our friend Nate will get some more information from you. Tickets for tomorrow night's Padres game, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. Also playing out on WRCE. And Dom, a new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98 in the Northwoods. Got the Brewers tonight. They're playing out. Dom, today is a P00. Oh, pardon me. Damn it. So hard to do this properly. P01135809 edition. When you're in the Army, they ask you to give your name, rank, and serial number sometimes. 39. Trump's going to have to do that. Like when they call him to the yard, he's got to stand on the line. Come back with us. Stand the line. More devils. 844-967-2789. It's written on the wall.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, mostly clear tonight, to low in the upper 50s. Sunny, gorgeous, and mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s with sun Sunday. Another slight storm chance later Sunday night and on into Monday. Monday high hitting around 80. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls, airing grievances, sharing ideas on how to monetize Donald Trump's mugshot. Giving away some Brewers tickets, 844-967-2789.
Then we go into Ross from Crawford County. Ross, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, guys. Thanks for your statewide dominating radio station. This is his mugshot is identical to his official photo as a president. So if you ever got over to the VA hospital, the veterans, they'd know what I'm talking about. You get over to the VA hospital, it was the same shot, just this sort of scowling guy that's looking at you. So it's probably just his whatever. It's his photo when he's looking at the world, I guess. But my money-making gimmick gig would be a government contract with the U.S. military, Uncle Sam. You know, the old sort of where Uncle Sam is kind of pointing the finger at you. And it basically would say something like, if you don't look like this guy, or if you're not this guy, we want you.
Right. A great recruiting tool. I'm not sure that the megas would have it. I don't think anybody on stage at the debate would be down for that, Ross. But we'll go with it, man. We're going with it. You want some tickets, Ross? How's it going? You want to go to the Brewers this weekend?
Man, in a parallel universe, I would. I've got tickets to something else. But thank you.
Right, man.
Perhaps the Packer game tomorrow. No, I don't have tickets for that. Don't mishear me there. But the Packers have a preseason game tomorrow as well. So I know some will be sneaking up to Lambeau. We'll be playing out the Packers' final preseason game. WRJN, that's 1400 AM. That's Civic Media's Packers coverage. So if you're listening in the Milwaukee Metro and parts south thereof, 1400 AM or 99.9 FM. And also over in Richland Center, they got the Packers game, WRCO. And did I mention the new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98.3 in Park Falls, Wisconsin? They will also have Packers coverage brought to you care of Civic Media. So Packers Radio Network, no tickets. We got Brewers tickets. If you want some, let the host know. I see we got lots of people wanting tickets now. So let's get to a few of them. 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob's just did it for the clever, for the funny, for the grievance. Hoosier, who's your daddy? What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
I was thinking about monetizing that mugshot. And what would be better than a coffee mug? I could drink my coffee every morning knowing that he's got a mugshot and he's going to jail.
What if it was like a prison hooch still? Like you could put a picture of Donald Trump on the prison hooch still And then, you know, someone could sneak it in their prison purse into him, and he could brew up some prison wine, if you will, Hoosier Bob.
I always need something in the morning. If I can't have coffee, I'll take some, you know, some rock gut. That's all right.
I'm not sure who's going to bring Trump his Diet Cokes going forward, at least if he's incarcerated. I don't know if they'll be in the vending machine.
I'm sure with his billions of dollars, he can buy him a willing cellmate.
I bet he could. If he had that much money, he might be the first guy to lose his mattress in prison, right, Tom?
You never know, man. And Bob, certainly a mug shot on a coffee mug, no-brainer right there. But the problem I see with that is you're going to see it all the time. Either you're going to have it, you know, facing you when you're holding your cup, or whoever's in the room with you is going to have to be looking at Trump. So I would suggest perhaps if we do a mug shot, put it on the bottom of the mug. You put your coffee on, so you drink it down, and then you see him at the end when it's all empty.
Isn't that, Dom, when we commissioned our friend Fernando down in Miami to create some art for us during Scott Walker's prior presidential campaign, when his entire claim to fame was, I was an Eagle Scout. Well, we had a piece of art commissioned, and we had the Devil's Advocates logo put on the base, if you'll recall, Dom.
Yes, on the bottom. That's a sign of quality.
Scott Walker resembling commissioned art Scott Walker butt plug that you can still get, I believe, at politicalsculptor.com.
Fernando.
Yeah, we got to reach out to Fernando. You know, it's a whole new class of Republicans. I wonder if he's got a Ramaswamy up yet. Some want tickets. Let's get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Having a little fun. Air your grievance. Tell us the best way to monetize Trump's mugshot for a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers-Padres game at American Family Field. Sarah from West Allis. Welcome, Sarah. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sarah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Excellent.
Good, thank you.
Put him on a tampon.
Oh,
geez.
So that every time I think of all of the ways that he tried to manipulate my reproductive rights, I could just rip him right out and throw him in the garbage where he belongs.
Sarah, allowed you to continue with that terrible visual because he deserves it, right? He deserves it.
He does, for so many reasons.
I was going to go with the mug, but the guy before me was like, yeah, because I would love to have a mug that every time I looked at him, I could stick my tongue out. And he said the mug, so I had to think of something else. But yeah.
Plan B.
Well, Sarah, that accelerated really quickly.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It got out of hand fast.
Sarah,
I love it.
Stick around. Our pal Nate will get your information. We'll get a pair of Brewers tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Our first place, Milwaukee Brewers, playing out damn near every day on there. 98.3 FM, that's Oshkosh Air Support. Big game tomorrow night at 6:10. We still got one pair of tickets to give away probably this hour. Going to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot. I thought toilet seat. I thought, how could you? Anyways, I guess, well, you know, hard to do the round thing. More devils. Your great ideas next. 844-96-PARTY.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is urging residents to help one another clean up after severe weather hit the area.
If you've got branches and trees, haul them to the curb. Haul them to the curb now. And we are going to come through this city and continually pull them out.
The city says it could take 3 weeks to clean up after those storms. 388 people still unaccounted for after those devastating wildfires in Maui. CBS's Ben Tracy has the story.
Maui's police chief says deciding to release this list of names was not an easy thing to do, but they are hoping that some of the people that are on it are still alive, and this number of the unaccounted for will drop even further.
More interest rate hikes may be needed. That's the word from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
12-month core inflation is still elevated, and there is substantial further ground to cover to get back to price stability.
Powell spoke at the annual central bankers meeting. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire woman has pled not guilty by mental disease or defect after being charged with burglary, physical abuse of an elder person, and the use of a dangerous weapon. 22-year-old Megan DeHate is accused of breaking into a Dunn County home on June 6th and hitting one of the homeowners with a metal object before being restrained until authorities arrived. She appeared in Dunn County court on Thursday to enter the not guilty plea. According to findings by the Urban Institute, Wisconsin's Young Apprenticeship Program is the most seasoned and expansive initiative of its kind. Over 8,000 young Wisconsinites worked through the program during the 2022-2023 school year, engaging in practical work, fostering networking relationships, and accruing academic recognition. The Urban Institute also found the program serves as a viable and economical substitute to a traditional college education and highlighted its capacity to open career opportunities. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
If you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, where it is our tradition to air the grievances, maybe show a little frivolity, give away some Brewers tickets. In today's case, I still got a pair, and now the competition. You know, we've moved beyond the preliminaries. Now you got to have a really good answer, something awe-inspiring, because we only got two tickets left and we got lots of people that want them. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. But if you get the Shiny Civic Media app, you can text us and we can read them on the air. Here are a few examples so far, Dom. 215 pounds per side. Talking about Donald Trump's self-reported weight. Mark from the SAC wants to know, so he was allowed to give his weight and not weighed by the jailers? Yeah, Mark, because he ate 215 by about 80 pounds worth. And another texter says, that's exactly what I was thinking, Crudy. Whenever you text that, I'll read it aloud. Here's one, a new texter from the TAP 93.5 in Eau Claire, the first texter I've seen from the TAP recently, Dom. So I turn on Civic Media Radio for the very first time, and I hear wife beater t-shirt within 2 seconds. Awesome.
Terrible.
It went with the story we were telling at the time. Sometimes you describe the former president as wearing a wife beater t-shirt and fleeing the police like it's a cops episode. You know, in deference to the fact he's been indicted 91 times in 4 jurisdictions very recently. Screen print to each sheet of a roll of toilet paper. That's a good one. Trump mugshot butt plug question mark. Have to call Fernando. Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Crudy, you're lowering the bar for me. No, we don't lower the bar for anyone, Tom. Not on this fine show. Oh, there's so many examples here. Anyways. Well,
we don't want to spoil them. We have people on the line that may have some of those same ones. So let's
wait, get wait.
The callers an opinion here, man.
I got one really funny one. Vivek Ramaswamy is the type of dude to sell his own butt plugs. That's clever, Texter on the WMDX line. Let's get back to the phones, Dom. Lots of people trying to win some Brewers tickets. Be clever. Air their grievances. If I can see in sort of which time order-ish, who's been most patient? I think it's Mike from Cedarburg. So, Mike, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, it's actually pretty much a legal question. I'd probably be better off talking to Maggie Dawn, but my experience every time I talk to a lawyer, it costs me money, and whereas you guys are cheap, you know. So,
we are a cheap date, Mike.
I want to know, when he gets convicted, who gets him first, charges, New York, or the feds?
Who gets him first? Who gets the trial first? Yeah. Who gets the conviction first? Or who gets to put him in jail first?
Like, if he's convicted in all jurisdictions, Mike, where does he serve the time?
Yeah, what does he become a guest first? I'm hoping Georgia, because I've been building prisons for a lot of years, and trust me, they ain't real nice down there.
No, Mike, I got Georgia on my mind as well. If he's got a jurisdiction, I hope he gets to vote from a Georgia prison. Does he lose his voting privileges as a felon?
A felon, isn't that a thing? Isn't that what the Republicans are all about? You know, if you break the law, you don't get the vote. That's how they feel about it. So, you know, win in room.
844-967-2789. I believe Dan from Edgerton. He might be the next most patient. Dan, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dan.
Hi. I used to be an altar boy back when it was Latin. And I'm thinking maybe some real sick prayer rugs. And on it, it would say something like, if I pray hard enough, maybe Trump will apologize for the first time in his life or something.
Dan, that is a clever idea, but it may not monetize and it is not worthy yet of tickets. Sorry, man, you got to play another day. 844-967-2789. Shoot, who's next? Alan, not looking for tickets, but wants to join the show. Welcome to the party, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Alan.
Hey. Hi, guys. So I'm thinking of, like, maybe taking that mugshot and putting, like, either Catwoman's mask or Batwoman's mask on them with a caption underneath that says Agent Orange. As he's very...
Have you ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Alan? Perhaps he could wear one of the lacy masks.
Yeah, there you go. Or maybe
that kind of reminds me of like the
Beluga Boy.
The what's that? The South...
I said maybe just have no mask and call him Beluga Boy.
Beluga Boy,
you know, Hawaiian kind of t-shirt.
Like, beluga, you know, like a whale.
I do, Alan. But Boogaloo. Jokes that have to be explained don't merit tickets. You didn't want them, so you won't be heartbroken if we don't give them to you. We're going to keep moving down the phones. 844-967-2789. I'm not sure how we would market the whale. That would be hard to monetize. Beluga Boy. Maybe a big overstuffed animal version of Trump? Beluga Boy? I don't know how we would do that.
Fair? I don't know.
You got to have a better idea than that if you want to earn some tickets. Let's go to Rich from New Berlin. Welcome, Rich. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, fellas. Great to talk to you. Great show. So I was watching TV last night, and when I saw the screenshot of all 19 defendants, the first thing that popped into my mind is trading cards.
Yes.
Instead of trading cards and a bad stick of gum.
What kind of gum? What would the flavor be?
Oh,
ketchup?
God. Yeah, it would taste like something. I can't. Yeah, ketchup. There you go. Either that or a deck of cards.
Well,
Donald Trump is the Joker.
You know, we had a friend, Jeff Leonard, down in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Jeff invited us down before those Tiki Man March. And little did we know what was coming. But Jeff actually did like a card, a deck of lies. And he had like 52 different lies of the Donald Trump administration. It was pretty clever. Rich, I like your idea as well. Hang tight. Our pal Nate will get some information. And we got a pair of Brewers tickets for you to tomorrow night's game against the Padres. And the rest of these fine people down, they just got grievances and stuff. So we're going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Our new pal Cameron from Neon. Nina, I know how to say it, Cameron. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cameron.
That's okay. It took me forever to remember there was two E's. okay, so as I'm sure Nate told you, not looking for tickets, right? So
I got
three quick ones I will throw out. Urinal cakes with yes. his face. His mugshot. I mean,
excellent.
That's an easy one.
I like that one.
A barometer that you can sell to the fine people of Wisconsin, with the tube being the Coke can that he's trying to push out of his butt in prison because he's trying to sneak it in. and then I already forgot the other one. It's too much adrenaline.
It's so exciting, so Cameron, to be on the greatest.
So
wait. He found it.
NFTs.
What's that? Non-fungible tokens. Who do you think owns the Trump NFTs? Mugshot NFT? Someone must own it by now.
I tracked it at one point, but it was getting moved around, and it looked like money laundering.
Cameron,
which
you're
not really a surprise, right?
Define money laundering. To launder money. Cameron, thank you for your call. 844-967-2789. Allie from Madison. Well, trying to let you in, Allie here. Allie from Madison, welcome. You got a bright idea on how to monetize the Trump mugshot?
Well, I have a song for his number, 1139809. Reminded me of the Tommy Two-Tone song, 8675309. So there's a song for his number, and then also rectal thermometers.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch, Ellie. Yeah. Do you want to sing a little? Do you, Ellie? If you're the Ellie I'm thinking of, you've got a reputation as a singer, Ellie. You want to sing a little?
Well, no, I tried. I practiced and I couldn't get it, but maybe Nate could play just a clip of it or something. But 8675309, only it's
1139809. 0-1-1-3-5-8-0-9.
Nine.
You got to linger on the nine. Ellie, that is an excellent idea, especially the thermometers. We're going to leave it there for now.
844-1-1-3-5-8-0-9-9. Oh, I like that.
844.
Some gold there, Jerry.
967-27. I had already thought that on the drive over. Like, if only we had a production team that could like turn my random irrelevant thoughts into comedic gold here on the radio, Jerry. Damn it, we'll have to stick to Ovaltine jokes. 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, our pal and colleague in broadcast. Usually you take Fridays off, but we pulled you in with the monetizing Donald Trump's mugshot, didn't we?
Hey, Maggie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really can't pass it up. Toilet seat covers. I mean, it's super obvious. But
well, I had thought toilet seat, you know, the actual sitting portion, but of course that only holds so much. You know, you'd have to replicate the photo all the way around the horseshoe.
You just do little faces on the seat. Yeah, little faces on the seat, and then the cover, the, you know, like bottom and top. It's just anything that has to do with your ass in the bathroom, like put his face on it, right?
There's
the toilet.
There's
paper,
a lot of ass reference these days.
Rectal thermometers. It's just, you could have a whole basket of butt related items with Donald Trump's face on them.
Have you met our friend Fernando from Miami yet?
No, I haven't.
He's an interesting character. He's got a butt plug for that, I suspect.
I love it. Have fun this afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you.
Maggie, you as well.
Thanks for playing, Maggie.
Don, do you have a big shot job? And are you supposed to be working, Maggie Dawn? 844-967-2789. Having fun with you, our fair audience. The game. Best way to monetize the Trump mugshot. And we gave some tickets away. So we're done with the ticket giveaway, but we're really enjoying your contributions. It's a good way to end the week. A little lighter note. Perhaps someone's writing this down. We'll trademark it and steal it from you. Ulysses from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ulysses. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ulysses.
How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, having fun.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
How about face towels with egg on the face? Egg dripping down off his forehead, down his cheeks, onto his suit jacket.
Well, I bet you it will certainly be featured on a lot of jack-o'-lanterns this year.
And how about a second one? Seat cushions, the bottom seat cushion.
The bottom seat cushion, the one that catches all the heavy traffic, if you know what I'm saying.
All the traffic, yes. Can I say just one more thing?
Yes, sir, Ulysses.
I'm sorry I missed calling in for the tickets. Golly, you know, it would have been a great time for me to make some amends with my daughter, you know? Okay? Maybe next time I'll get in quicker, you know?
Ulysses, got to listen to all the big shows here on the Civic Media Network, courtesy of our fine flagship Brewers, flagship 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. We give tickets away for damn near every home game here on the radio, Ulysses. We usually get like a day and a half's notice, so we'd let you know it was coming, Ulysses.
And we gotta give them away. So yeah, keep listening, man. We'll get you a pair. I'm sure we could make it work.
You got a name I might just remember, Ulysses. So anyways, call us the next time we are offering tickets. But all we got for you today is, you know, camaraderie, a little commiseration, a little monetization of a Trump mugshot, your grievances. Hell, we got Mike Clements, a little Packer camp update. You know, they got their last big game, preseason game tomorrow before a world championship regular season. And we play it out.
Like 2 weeks off before regular season?
But now they play like a 17-week regular season. So yeah, I think they traded them a preseason game. I understand that Aaron Rodgers is playing this week. First time since like 2018, he's playing in a preseason game. I will not be there. Might watch it. I don't know. I literally have watched like 3 TV shows all summer. Nothing but radio for me. I'm a fan. Come back, more Devils.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, mostly clear tonight, to low in the upper 50s. Sunny, gorgeous, and mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s with sun Sunday. Another slight storm chance later Sunday night and on into Monday. Monday high hitting around 80. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Big butts and I cannot lie. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Having a little fun today. How would you monetize the Donald Trump mugshot? 844-967-2789.
You know, the people with the best ideas, they're already out there activating. They're already out there marketing. They're already on the interwebs. We should just Google buy the Trump mugshot, something like that.
Oh, man.
That's not how we do it.
We're slow braining it, man. We're having some fun, you know, exercising our creativity. And yeah, no doubt. I'm sure there were people that had whatever product they were waiting on. All they needed
was to roll.
As soon as it came out, boom.
Well, I hope their show partner didn't immediately step on the image they disseminated and tamped it down by putting up like a CNN version of the very same picture that they had just posted moments
prior.
Come
on, man. Crudy. I looked. It wasn't there. We great minds think alike. You just barely beat me to it.
I'm the one that sent the mugshot. I sent you a copy of the mugshot. You're like, where's this from? I said CNN. I had already posted it. And then you went and double posted it, man.
Oh, man. It wasn't up. I looked.
967-2789. Try refreshing your browser before you post.
Original source documents. You were just putting up pictures. You never know.
AI, I said a little fun.
Oh, no.
Doogie from Chicago. Have a little fun with us, Doogie. What do you got?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, what's happening?
Having a good time, happy man. Friday. How about you?
Oh, you know, I'm, it's a Friday. Time to relax. And, of course, I still can't relax. But a funny show. Laughing a lot. Making fun of this, it's good to have a lighthearted show every once in a while with all the, terrible news that continues to happen. I'm loving those urinal cakes and the thermometer. That's awesome. I don't know. I got into the show a little bit late, but I'm hoping nobody said anything yet about this format. Just walk right on them.
Floor mat. Oh, where you could wipe your foot right on the you might be onto something here, Doogie.
And then the other guy called in about a cushion, a seat cushion. Well, I thought about it, a whoopee cushion, and used the release valve as with the mouth.
The puckered mouth. Doogie, the best jokes are the ones we crack ourselves up with, aren't they?
Absolutely. Don't make me crash. I'm driving home.
Well, you be careful out there.
The lines, Doogie.
Radio Doogie listening in Chi-Town. 844-967-2789. Josh from the 608. Welcome, Josh. What do you got for us?
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Greatest radio show on the dial. Mine's one more. I think I would buy these, but like greeting cards, like happy birthday with his face on it or Christmas cards. I got a lot of family. I'd love to send cards to.
Right.
Well, I think, Josh, you are onto something because, of course, we could make these for nearly any occasion. Trump's mugshot on a wedding present or Trump's mugshot.
Happy graduation.
Happy bar mitzvah.
I purchased them online myself looking for them, to send to a lot of family. And this would be a lot better.
That would be. But here's the other part. Certainly on the outside, and we could put bars up like a jail cell. We could play with that as well. But once you open it, Josh, what does it say? Like, I told you so?
Just a simple happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Oh, just a happy. Okay. Happy birthday from the inside.
I want to deliver it subtle, hey, I'm saying happy birthday, but just a reminder of who you picked.
Yeah.
I got some pent up anger. You'll have to forgive me. You know, I've been sitting on this for a long time. So I got a lot
I'm
of
I'm glad we're here. We can help you release some of that, Josh.
Josh, we can all go to anger management together after the big show. 844. Appreciate you listening. 844. Don't drive angry. 844-967-2789. Dom, we have missed the most obvious one. One of the texters on the super cool Civic Media app text line, 844-967-2789, said the obvious, the pee pads, the Depends. Not only does he use them, he's got his face on them. That seems quite obvious.
I'm not only a client, I'm also the owner.
All right, Victor Kayam. 844-967-2789. Karen listening in Whitewater. Karen, which signal are you listening to down there?
It is 97.2.
Can't be.
Or 92.7.
92.7. Wow. Excellent. Thank you, Karen. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I think the best moneymaker for Wisconsin would be Cow Chip Bingo Mat.
Ooh, Cow Chip Bingo Mat. Like the cows walk around and make the chips in real time?
You betcha.
And when his face is fully covered, we all win?
That's it.
Karen, I like how you think, sister. Got any big plans this weekend?
Actually, I've got the bad and the good. I have to go to a funeral first, but then I have a great birthday party to go to after.
Well, sorry for your loss and party on, sister.
Yeah, ups and downs, strikes and gutters.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling.
844.
It's a whirlwind.
967-2789. Making some old friends, some new friends. Bill from Oconomowoc, I throw you in the really old friend category. How are you doing, fella?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going? Say to go with the urinal cake. How about toilet paper?
I've already got Trump toilet paper. That, unfortunately, Bill, is not original. The Trump toilet paper I have in my office has different, like, I'll have to grab it during the break, but it has, like, different slogans on it. So you can pick your slogan and do what's appropriate.
I want people's face. I like Scotty Winker's on there, Trump's on there, and all the other ones that have been indicted. And it's, you know, the toilet paper of the month. Let's just take it a little farther. And then if you...
Oh, no, Bill, we're losing you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, I think, Bill. Take one more crack at it.
Okay. The toilet paper, put their faces on it, and then put that up for bid. If you get it made, put it up for bid. I think you could raise money for charity.
Or ourselves. Because we're selfish bastards. We're looking for your good ideas so we can go monetize here, Bill. Did we leave you with the impression this is some altruistic thing? No, we're looking for your good ideas to monetize the Trump.
Like 10% to one of Trump's charities?
I thought he's banned from having charities. Someone texted in again, the text line. Full of clever today. Another good one. The dog poop bags. How could we not think of that?
How about some like baby wipes?
Maybe he could have his own hemorrhoid ointment cream with his mugshot on there. And we could call it Preparation
P011-35809.
Come back with us. Hour two of the Happier Happy Hour Friday edition. Having fun with our audience. Be patient and we'll get you all in. More Devils.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different.
and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.